Government ministers, development agency directors, and international and civil society stakeholders are gathered here, leveraging the expertise of 25 UN sister organizations and well over 100 member states to focus on solutions for the South, by the South, throughout the week. The four-day event under the theme South-South Cooperation in the Era of Economic, Social, and Environmental Transformation is engaging all development stakeholders to scale up concrete Southern Hemisphere-based initiatives in order to achieve the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, which aims to eradicate poverty and hunger, as well as providing quality health care and education for all. Here is Jorge Chediek, envoy of the Secretary General on South-South Cooperation and Director of the United Nations Office for South-South Cooperation, speaking at the opening ceremony.
This modality of international relations relies on solidarity, expressing concrete and demonstrable sharing of technical know-how, experience, and resources among developing countries. South-South cooperation has gained a new centrality with respect to the 2030 agenda. And despite the challenges before us, these approaches provide a window of opportunity for all of us to share hard-won lessons. Your presence here is proof that you are ready to take up the challenge and that you are ready to build bridges and partnerships, that you believe that the solutions that we have can be shared and can help us build a better world.
Hosted by the government of the Republic of Turkey, the Global South-South Development Expo is the ninth such gathering to take place since its inception in 2008. The expo has featured discussion over best practices from hundreds of partner countries, United Nations agencies, private sector enterprises, and civil society organizations. Mao Chili, United Nations, reporting from Antalya, Turkey.